Palestinians mourned the destruction of Arab Palestine in 1948. The uprooting of 750,000 Palestinians is called Al-Nakba, or the catastrophe. The refugees and their descendants number some 4.5 million today, or nearly half the world's 9.3 million Palestinians. Let's take a look at the events.
Sporadic clashes erupted on Thursday as Palestinians were commemorating the Nakba. Israeli troops fired live rounds and tear gas at dozens of Palestinians throwing stones in a confrontation at the Erez border crossing between Israel and Gaza. Hamas police said three Palestinians were wounded. The annual ritual of mourning turned darker than ever this year because of the crippling internal divisions, diminishing independence hopes, and the stark contrast to Israel's all-out birthday bash.
We are in the situation of sorrow, pain and memories that we still remember. Everything that happened to us from the day we left our land until today. We still live in memories. We don't have even one moment without our memories of the prosperous lives in our lands and our fruitful gardens, our livestock and our homes. Today it looks like our situation has gone from bad to worse.
Palestinians were drawing a key on a wall in Gaza, an iconic symbol for the Palestinians' right to return. One of the men explained the Nakba Day.
Nakba Day is one of the dramatic days experienced by the Palestinian people. And we as young people express our support by illustrating and expressing our national unity. God willing, we hope that next year's Nakba Day will lead us to our homes.
The right of return, along with the future status of Jerusalem, remains one of the thorniest issues on the negotiating table. In the West Bank, rallies, sirens, and the launch of thousands of black balloons were to commemorate Al-Nakba. The number 194 appeared at many of the rallies. This refers to UN General Assembly Resolution 194, ratified on the 11th of December 1948, of which Article 11 enshrines the Palestinian refugees' right of return. Underscoring the political divisions, Gaza's democratically elected Hamas rulers held separate events, including a march toward a sealed Israeli border crossing. Several months of negotiations have produced no tangible results. An Israeli prime minister weakened by a widening corruption probe is seen as unlikely to take daring political steps. The Palestinian economy remains stagnant despite a massive injection of foreign aid because of Israel's reluctance to ease its blockade on movement and trade. Israeli military raids into the occupied territories prompt Palestinian rocket attacks, and Israel's continuous construction of illegal settlements is a further impediment to an agreement between both sides. Meanwhile, the separation of Hamas-run Gaza and the occupied West Bank, led by the US-backed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, is deepening. The gloomy mood has been compounded by Israeli Independence Day parties that started last week with fireworks, picnics, and Air Force flyovers. A second round of celebrations followed this week with the participation of U.S. President George W. Bush, who praised Israel as the U.S.'s strongest ally and friend in the Middle East. Most Palestinians viewed the Bush visit with indifference, according to a poll published by the Arab World for Research and Development, an independent think tank. 80% of the 1,200 respondents said they don't believe the U.S. president is serious about pushing for a Palestinian state. Bush's embrace of Israel at a time when the Palestinians were mourning was bound to further harm the tainted U.S. image in the Palestinian areas and across the Arab world.